90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15 this Thursday evening. Time now to join Fiona Torkington for tonight's Late Junction.
The rather wonderful collaboration of Swedish nickel harp and organ from Johan Hedin and Gunnar Edenstam. Their version of a traditional dance, the Halling, which comes from their new CD of Swedish folk tunes. On Tuesday night, I played you the crazy toy instrument world of Polish band Mała Instrumenti. They're touring next month with someone else who has an ear for unusual sounds, Pierre Bastia.
Thank you. Human Baba, Human Daddy, Human Gambi, Segiel Tabaco. Banduli, Bandil, Bandu Mama, Ken, Ken Bugol Koyati Mama. Yo alle yor moya ko ketengel tadi no ngel minyede jewa ko he tabakali jobo jado ngel mo waynaki daldi en yewede tabakali ye Tabakali jobo gaula nyanga wey gaula podor wey gaula fota kala ha sendebo tabakali atema Allah kure bo bo
baba kwenye wani taba sabunyara maken bugul se gaulo yuman mama jarama oda dietse jarama malan jarama yo jarama samba jarama dine gaulo ha Tabakali jobo banduli bandil Tabakali yeya futa kwewe Yala yumo sogi ame sogi yeya Ha kechengel ne yeya Me padam, get somebody get a kitchen, but I mean your padam. Don't come in that night, but I mean your padam. Eh, I like your mum, you're a lay your mom, you're a lay up, so get a man, so get set. Eh, kitchen, yeah, yadam, why not? That'll be in a year.
Baba Mal and his childhood friend Mansour Seck recorded in the 1980s a song about a place in Senegal called Tabakali. And it's amazing what a cow horn and three alp horns can do. That was the Swiss ensemble Hornro just before that, following Pierre Bastien's Visions of Shanghai. Pierre's on tour next month with what he calls his automatic orchestra, and he's bringing along his pocket trumpet to play alongside his creation, along with the Polish group Maui Instrumenti. They start off on the 19th of October at Bush Hall in London, going on to Milton Keynes, Bristol, Oxford, Bury St Edmunds and Birmingham. That finishes on the 24th of October. Well, earlier on in the month, from the 1st to the 10th of October, the Mayor of London's office runs a Story of London festival. As part of this, there's a project called Musicity, which has commissioned seven composers to write pieces about buildings they've been inspired by. What you can do is to go along to the building and download the music on a smartphone app. Here, Douglas Benford is inspired by the Natural History Museum. Douglas Benford's museum piece inspired by the Natural History Museum in London and downloadable there using a smartphone app as part of the MuseCity project in the Story of London Festival. That takes place from the 1st to the 10th of October, and there are six other compositions in six other buildings by six other composers. You can find details from next week on the MuseCity.com website. David Sylvian has just released a compilation CD called Sleepwalkers. No ordinary compilation of greatest hits, of course, but a thought-through exhibition almost of rarities and collaborations, carefully put together to mark ideas exchanged at a given moment in time. Here, available for the first time, is his collaboration with the composer Dai Fujikura.
Five lines. Five lines with which he marks time. Five lines fled from the ovens. He pulled the ribbons from their hair. With melodies beaten from the sheets of his mother, songs for the end of time. Five lines. Return the birds to their singing. The sun fell. Should we leave it to the foxes? The sun fell from the sky. Leave it to its wits and its devices. The sun fell from the sky in the form of a stag. Buried deep in the forest. And that's where he found it. A blow to the head had left it unconscious. Nothing further was said. Well set a place for him. Well set a place then for he had dried. Blood, bone, feathers to the sky. Even in flight, nothing could have spared him. Five lines. Five lines fled from the ovens. Five lines with which he marked out time. Leaving for the foxes. Leaving for the foxes.
Spin Marvel there. Martin France, Nils Petter Molvar, John Paricelli, Tim Harris and Terrier Evanson. A track called Trilling Scars from their CD out earlier on this year, the reluctantly politicised Mr. James. And David Sylvian just before with Dai Fujikura and a track called Five Lines, which comes from David's new release called Sleepwalkers. On Tuesday night, I played you a track by the singer Faye Heald. Here's another. This is the title track from her new release, The Looking Glass.
The Queen is in the chamber and she was middling well. Petticoat was satin and her stomacher was gold. Backward and forward and sideways did she pass, making up her mind to face the cruel looking glass. The cruel looking glass that will never show a loss, as calmly or as kindly or as young as what she was. The Queen was in her chamber, a combing of her hair. Up came Queen Mary's spirit, and it stood behind her chair, singing backward and forward and sideways. May you pass, but I will stand behind you till you face the looking glass. The cruel looking glass that will never show a loss, as lovely or unlucky or as lonely as I was. The Queen was in her chamber, a weeping very sore. Up came Lord Leicester's spirit, and it scratched upon the door, singing backward and forward and sideways. May you pass, but I will walk behind you till you face the looking glass. The cruel looking glass that will never show a loss, as hard or unforgiving or as wicked as you was. The Queen was in her chamber, her sins writ on her head. She locked the spirits up and down, and statelily she said, backward and forward and sideways I have been, but I am Henry's daughter and I am England's queen. And then she faced the looking glass, and whatever else there was, she saw her day was over, and she saw her beauty past. In the cruel looking glass that can always hurt a lot,
Thank you.
piece I didn't know at all until I heard that recording. The second movement from Steve Reich's double sextet. Two identical sextets of flute, clarinet, vibes, piano, violin and cello, played there by Eighth Blackbird. And they followed Faye Heald, a song from her called The Looking Glass. Faye's in Dungworth on Saturday, by the way, hosting the regular Royal Tradition Night, and she'll be at the Derby Traditional Music Festival on the 2nd of October. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3, and if you want to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The Georgian-born composer Gia Kancheli was 75 last month, so I thought we'd mark his landmark birthday with a piece he wrote in 2007 called Silent Prayer. He wrote it for two other friends, Rostropovich celebrating his 80th and violinist Gidon Kremer his 60th. It's 25 minutes or so of beautiful music, gently scored, but sometimes disrupted along the way by some harsher images. Gidon Kremer is the violinist here. Giedre Divanauskaite is the cellist. Andriy Pushkaryov plays vibes with the strings of Kremerata Baltica and the voice on tape of Sofia Altunashvili.
Thank you. Thank you.
Silent Prayer by Gia Cancelli, who celebrated his 75th birthday last month. Gidon Kremer was the violinist. The cellist was Gedre Divanauskaite. Andrei Pushkaryov played vibes with the strings of Kremerata Baltica and the voice on tape of Sofia Altunashvili. Now, here on Late Junction on Tuesday night, I played you a track from the recent Rough Guide to the Music of India release. Well, here's another. Shivkumar Sharma on santur and Zakir Hussain on tabla, part of a rag for late at night into the small hours.
Thank you. Strange perfumes, long lost grooves. That blue day came, it stayed all night. Blue morning, blue midnight. The city fell, and then you were gone. What is love but a robin song? Ooh, these days, these endless blue days. perfect in their own way. Perfect in their own way.
Anthony Hegarty joining Laurie Anderson there in Strange Perfumes. That followed a track from a new release from Supersilent 10 now. And first of all there, Shiv Kumar Sharma and Zakir Hussain, a part of a rag for Late Night. Max Reinhardt is here next week with Late Junction. Max dropped into the studio earlier on to tell me what's coming up.
Well, I've been looking at the sea, walking along by the ocean.
That
and thinking,
lovely.
And, well, yes, it was lovely, actually, although I did get a lot of sand in my shoes. But it did make me think about music, about the sea and about the oceans. And so I'm thinking about a modern sea shanty by Cyril Tawney, Sally Free and Easy, but I might play Davy Graham's version. Mm. You'll have to tune in and see. And also... And I'm hoping that this is a first for Late Junction, but you can put me right if it's not. Somebody twittered me and said, "Oi, mate, why don't you ever play any Nirvana?" So I thought I would, from Unplugged.
Or where have they been? Where have they been all these years?
Ah, so you mean you...
Yeah. 11 years, in fact.
So how many Nirvana tracks have you played in all that time?
A select few. Max is here Tuesday to Thursday next week. Sea shanties and Nirvana together at last. I've admired Hildegard Westerkamp's music ever since I heard her piece based on recordings of crickets some years ago. I'm going to play you a piece she wrote in 1979 tonight, though, for French horn and tape. And the tape includes recordings of Canadian trains, foghorns from the Pacific and the Atlantic coasts of Canada, and boats from Vancouver. A good way to end. Before that, though, another track from the new CD from Jan Gabarek and the Hilliard Ensemble, Officium Novum. This is one of Gabarek's own compositions, We Are the Stars. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night, and I'm starting today's programme with the rest of Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. We heard Act 1 yesterday, and Acts 2 and 3 together fill the next hour and a quarter, a performance recorded at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in April 2006, with Philippe Jordan conducting. Dmitry Hvorostovsky sings the title role, with Amanda Rucroft as Tatiana, Rolando Villazon as Lienski, and Nino Sorguladze as Olga. Act 2 begins by quoting the letter scene from Act 1, where Tatiana poured out her feelings to the handsome but haughty Onegin, only to have him dismiss them. This is soon swept aside, though, by the sounds of a party. It's her name day, and the guests are having a good gossip. Onegin is bored and precipitates a quarrel with his friend Lienski by dancing with Olga. The girl's doddery old tutor, Monsieur Triquet, sings Tatiana a song in bad French, but the quarrel flares up again and culminates in Lienski challenging Onegin to a duel. In the next scene, Lienski anticipates his own death. They duly fight the duel, and Onegin shoots his friend dead. In Act 3, several years have passed, and Onegin returns from abroad, still haunted by bad memories. To his astonishment, he meets Tatiana at a ball in St. Petersburg. Time and a prestigious marriage have transformed her, and when her husband, Prince Gremin, tells Onegin how happy they are, not knowing who he's speaking to, the tables are turned. Now Onegin realises that he's infatuated with Tatiana. But when he confronts her, it's her turn to crush his hopes.
Rosa, da wolle ja das nicht splitten mehr sie. Ja, du lohn dich so öfter, so schön приехал я на этот глупый бал. Зачем? Я не прошу Владимиру слугу эту куру, даже мы только вечную порядка. Ого, прошу вас, верщали мне, посвящено вы. А что такое? Глаза не верю. Ольга, Оля, что?
Я собой. Но где riesca gitti, mademoiselle. Om dosin bit jevit om noi. Carle couple, effe purel.
Osana, osana.
Voilà sa vita et tienne. Mesdames, bia buduna tonight. Sul cepier mnie nieme scheint.
Yeah. танцуешь Ленский. Чальгородом стоишь каким-то. Что с тобой?
Шанай! Ничего, любуюсь я тобой. Шанай, ты друг прекрасный.
Я
дуюсь, о, немало, любуюсь я, как слов своих игрой, и светской болтовной, ты клянешь полови, и девочек смущаешь покой душевный. Шольгу погубить, смутить ее покой, а там смеяться над ней уже. Ах, как честно это!
Да ты с ума сошел!
Прекрасно! Не наш ты ошибляешь, и не наш ты собьешь повешенный.
Thank you. voce mia, parola, Cristo solia mas, nessun neve, e mauro a suse di spradlenio,
vita d'asastra, a suo trinto, cavo pravocit. Buscai besogni e ziad,
что нет его.